Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball coverage on the Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Technically, we're talking about all of the four major sports right now, or the four major sports leagues right now. NFL, NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball. Because this idea got thrown out to me yesterday from Chris Mueller, and I knew it would be something in the wheelhouse for Austin Bechtold behind the glass this morning, also known as City Limits, because he is the commissioner of a wiffle ball league in Baldwin, and I'm going to assume, just based on your nature and your temperament, you probably are a commissioner of a fantasy league of some form or fashion.
That is very true. Yes, I am. Fantasy football. We did think fantasy basketball for a year. That didn't really work out too well in fantasy baseball. But yes, I've run the friend group fantasy football league since like our freshman year of high school.
Fantasy baseball is tough because you got to be on your P's and Q's every single day.
Yeah, I've got over that probably after trying it for a month. I just could not keep up with it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm in a league this year with some Waynesburg guys that I was in school with, and like every day I got to think like, oh man, I probably have somebody playing. Like today is a perfect example. Like you're gonna have day games, and I'm thinking it gets past 1 o'clock. Oh man, I got somebody who's probably playing. Like I probably in this next break I will have to look at my team to see who's playing today at like 12:35 or 1:10, and make sure that they are active and in the lineup. Or else I just blow a shot for the day at that position.
I'll
so
just
that,
forget
that can
about
be tough
it.
Tough to keep up with.
It's like old Snapchat streaks. You know, people still do that.
Oh, yeah.
And completely forget about that.
So this idea was thrown out from Malzi yesterday. And again, I think it would fit right into the personality of our guy, City Limits. If you were the commissioner of the four major sports, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and you could change one thing about each one, what would it be? You can start and go in any order here, Limits, however you want to do things.
Well, it's baseball season, so let's start with the MLB, Donnie.
Too.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
I got you. Let's start with baseball. The unequivocal number one thing that I would change in America's pastime is that there needs to be a salary cap and a salary floor in baseball. It is automatic. It is an easy answer. teams like the Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, White Sox, whoever, should not be able and capable to spend $100 million more or whatever it might be than the Pittsburgh Pirates, the A's, the Reds, and there should also be a salary floor, the point of what a team needs to spend to be able to be compliant with the cap. Every sport has a salary cap. Every sport. Except baseball. Out of the core four.
So I actually think a cap would be good. I think a floor would be better because you have teams, unfortunately, one of them in this town where they spend under what a lot of people think they should be spending in 2024. And I think if you institute a salary floor into this and say every team has to spend at least $150 million and it bumps up every so often like other salary caps do, I think that makes things a little bit better.
And now, I will, go ahead.
If you did have the cap too, that would be ideal. I would actually start with the floor if I could change one thing, yeah.
Well, and I'm sure that is probably what baseball would do first would be to add a floor than a cap, because they're not going to want to put a cap on as much money as somebody can make.
But yeah, I think that's definitely one of the top things that people go to with baseball. Like, you have to change, you know, put at least one or the other in.
And, well, I look at football. The Buffalo Bills can pay Josh Allen. Kansas City can pay Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't have to go to L.A. or the Giants or the Jets to get paid. And, I mean, look at some of the teams. Kansas City is winning Super Bowls. Buffalo is constantly in it. Baltimore, constantly in it. Because they can afford to pay their guys to the point where a Paul Skeens at some point, it's the sad reality, is not going to be a Pirate because they're not going to pay him $400 million.
Yeah, I mean, they just simply will get outbid for him in that case.
By a Dodger or Yankees team. That's what happened with Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I mean, so you have your window here for 5 or 6 years, and then you better make hay while the sun is shining on it.
And a salary cap could help with that. Something else that I thought of with baseball, the strike zone has gotten to be absolutely ridiculous. I was there at the game on Saturday when Derek Shelton got thrown out.
Are you ready for robots?
I'm not ready for robots, but I'm ready for what they have in the minors. 3 challenges per game for balls. So like that Jack Sawinski one, that would have been a walk. The batter gets an option. Maybe he'll even look in the dugout. Should we challenge that? And it's quick. It just quickly pops up in the screen of the minors. It takes like 10 seconds. And it quickly is relayed to the umpire. And it's determined ball or strike. And the reason why I was able to find out about that so much is watching Paul Skeens starts in AAA. And it happened on numerous different occasions. And it could help where you don't have complete automatic balls and strikes. You keep the human element in it, but you still have the ability to change and flip things that are really bad calls.
Yeah, I like that one too. Next up.
All right, let's go to football. I absolutely hate the fumbling through the end zone is a touchback rule and putting it at the 20-yard line. It is a huge, huge advantage to the team that forces the fumble. And I understand that the end zone is a unique part of the field. It's different than the 100 yards in between the two end zones. I think that if somebody fumbles, it's too big of an advantage if somebody fumbles out of the end zone. Because it might be like accidental. Somebody reaches for the pylon and the ball is fumbled out of the end zone where it's not even forced out of someone's hand. I would put it where the ball was initially fumbled, where the runner lost control of the ball. So it's still a turnover. But
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The team gets the ball at like the 1 or 2 yard line. Thoughts?
Okay, so I like that change to it, that it is still a turnover, but maybe they just don't get it at the 20. I think we can definitely meet on middle ground there. It's funny you bring that up because that was a rule that I have hated for so long, but I've kind of changed my tune and come around on it because of how many disadvantages there are to defenses now in the NFL. Like, there are so many things that make it an offensive game, and it makes it so hard to be a defensive player.
Right.
I mean, another example, the hip drop tackle. Like, I don't think people understand just how fast an NFL game moves. The only guy here that understands that is Doran. He's the only guy that ever played in an NFL game. But the speed that a football game goes at the highest level, guys can't always just think, well, I got to make sure I tackle this guy at the exact right spot or else I'm going to get penalized. So the amount of rules against defensive players, I've actually come around on thinking I'm fine with that rule, the fumble out of the end zone, which gives the other team the ball.
Fair point. Also, determine what's a catch, please. Like, we've been going on how many years with this? There's a description of it, but it's still up for interpretation. All right, the NHL. I feel like this league does not market their stars, like at all. Sidney Crosby is not marketed nationally well enough. Connor McDavid is not marketed nationally. Maybe, probably in Canada he is, but we're not there. In the U.S., like, if you go up to random sports fans on the street, do they know who Connor McDavid is? He was in the Stanley Cup Final this year, so maybe. But I reckon that a lot do not. So something that would market them in, like, national TV commercials, I would try to make sure that the NHL would work out deals with various companies. And I would also, for guys like Jacob Trouba, Tom Wilson, guys that are repeat offenders that constantly attack the head and neck area, you do it again after doing it once, maybe twice, 15-game suspension.
I like the move with suspensions there, with guys that are basically pigeonholed as headhunters in the league. Hockey, an easy one for me. Get rid of the friggin' points. I hate the point system. I hate
like the
freaking loser point. I think that is one of the dumbest things in sports. We do not reward losing, okay? You lose a game, you lost. Go to wins and losses like every other sport. That's how it should be done. I don't need to worry about a team who has lost 15 times in overtime because they have more points than me who has won more games, but I only lost 3 times in overtime. Utterly ridiculous.
That's how the New York Islanders get into the playoffs seemingly every year.
I think it is the dumbest thing in the entire sport, one of the dumber things in all of sports. Like, I hate the point system. I don't want to have to calculate overtime losses. Okay, you don't get rewarded if you lose a baseball game in 18 innings. You don't get rewarded in the NFL if you lose a game as the clock is ticking away in overtime. You don't get rewarded in the NBA if you lose a game in 4 overtimes. Enough with the loser point. You lose a game, you lost. Go by wins and losses. That's an easy one for me with hockey.
Yeah, I like that. I can jump on board on that one. All right, the NBA. There's a couple that jumped to mind for me right away, but the first is, can you please call some travels? Like, can you officiate the game properly? And I understand that maybe they're taking a Euro step, or these guys just have very long strides, like Gregory Polanco running down the line, where they're just getting to the basket so quickly. there's a lot of travels in this game. There's a lot of carries in the game. And I understand that the NBA wants the stars to shine and the skill to take over. But why is it a different game that's called in the NBA than it is in every other professional level of basketball?
It's kind of like holding in the NFL, at least when it comes to offensive linemen. Like, anybody who ever played offensive line will tell you that there is holding on every play. Like, basically, every offensive lineman is holding in some capacity on every play. It just depends on how egregious it is. But if they called it every single time, the game would take forever. And people would get pissed off. So that's kind of how I see with these simple calls to be made in the NBA, with traveling, with carries.
Yeah, but they don't get called at all.
No, they don't, unless they're, like, utterly egregious. And, like, even then, sometimes the officials miss it.
I've seen, I think it was Russell Westbrook, somebody take, like, five steps going towards the basket and then dunk it.
Yeah, I mean, you do get stuff like that, and it is just a way for them to showcase their best players. Honestly, this one could be universal for all of these because they all have a review system in place. I am under the belief that a review should actually have a time limit. I think the officials should have, you can make it 90 seconds, you can make it 2 minutes. They have to make a decision in that time span, in 90 seconds or 2 minutes, and whatever they agree upon in that time, that's what the call should be.
Because the NBA takes forever to determine some calls.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some bad ones in all of them, but the NBA seems longer than even the NFL when it comes to reviews. Listen, you got 90 seconds or you got 2 minutes. Whatever the call is, that should be the call.
Also, if you're going to do load management for the NBA, which seemingly happens in a lot, just in the NBA, really, I'd like to see it announced like a week beforehand. Hey, this is going to be a load management week. Somebody's not playing. So that somebody doesn't buy tickets, drive up to a certain spot. I think Starkey drove up to Cleveland and somebody didn't play. Was it Klay Thompson or Steph Curry did not play? I think it was like this last year for the Warriors against the Cavs. What's the point of buying tickets and going if those guys aren't playing?
Yeah, that in a way is like an argument I heard about amusement parks a year or two ago. Somebody called in. They gave a great idea. Like a place, you know, like the ones we have. Kennywood, Idlewild, Cedar Point, if you go to that one. Those places should have a way to either communicate with you ahead of time, whether it be social media or whatever. Like, people should be checking those now in 2024. Like, if you're old school, I'm sorry. That's just a way that you can get information. But also, say you show up to the park on any given day. Say you show up to Kennywood on just a given day. You decide to go on a whim, and three big rides are closed down. They should flex their pricing based on that. You show up and the Phantom shut down, that Steelers ride is shut down. The
Logjammer still closed for the second year in a row.
Yeah, the Thunderbolt shut down. They should flex their pricing for people. Those are three pretty big attractions. You should flex your pricing in amusement parks if that happens.
I like that idea a lot, but it's always a sticky subject when you're talking about money.
Yeah, I might put that out there. So I did pull off the Starkey this hour. We're just going to make this two segments because we have John Parrotto coming up in a few minutes. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That was fun, City Limits. I thought that went well.
Great idea.
I liked that idea from Malzie. I will have to tell him that it went well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. John Parrotto, baseball scribe from Pittsburgh Baseball Now, joins us in a little bit. We will also dive into maybe what the Pirates can do at the trade deadline. Jeff Hathorn will join us in about an hour. Pirates and Brewers preview coming up as the show goes on, as well as that game gets underway at 2:10. You can listen to that on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.